KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey. Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi, so nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8.
On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Foss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi. So nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8.
On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey. Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi, so nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8.
On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Meghan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey. Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi, so nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8.
On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePap was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden called his meeting Wednesday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping straightforward conversation. Thursday at the APEC summit in San Francisco, he said communication between the U.S. and China will continue.
We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, to prevent misunderstandings.
Congressman George Santos, already facing more than 20 federal criminal charges, could face another expulsion vote from the House after the House Ethics Committee released a report finding that Santos used his campaign for personal profit. Israel continues operations in Gaza's main hospital, which it says Hamas has used as a military headquarters. David DePape was convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband Paul last year. He faces decades in prison. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the fire-damaged lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles will open by Tuesday at the latest. This is ABC News. Illinois has seen more than 24,000 asylum seekers sent by bus to Chicago, and as winter approaches, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state's going to earmark an additional $160 million to help migrants resettle and protect them from the cold. Major League Baseball owners voted unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland Athletics to Las Vegas.
The mood after the MLB owners' meeting was not celebratory. Oakland A's owner John Fisher saying,
"Today is an incredibly difficult day for Oakland A's fans."
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred,
"This is a terrible day for fans in Oakland."
He says exactly when the move will happen isn't clear. The team could stay in Oakland past 2024 when their lease runs out. The new Las Vegas stadium won't be ready until 2028. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were both unanimous winners of baseball's Most Valuable Player Awards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey. Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi. So nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8.
On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio,
refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey. Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi. So nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host, your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8.
On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden signed the short-term spending agreement. That means a government shutdown's averted. This keeps the government funded through January, but does not answer the question of U.S. aid for Ukraine and Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Matt Gutman says a possible hostage release deal appears to be in doubt.
According to Israeli and American sources, we are told that the deal is now looking less likely in the next couple of days. The main sticking point continues to be the number of hostages. Israel wants 80 released, all of the women and the children and their family members. Hamas, we're told, is pressing for fewer than 50.
Congressman George Santos of New York faces a likely second expulsion vote from the House after the Ethics Committee released a report finding he used his campaign for personal profit. In California, authorities say all lanes of Interstate 10 in Los Angeles that were damaged by fire Empire will reopen by Tuesday, and Major League Baseball owners approve the Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas. This is ABC News. A federal judge declared a mistrial in a case regarding Breonna Taylor, whose death 3 years ago has become a civil rights flashpoint.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison was already acquitted by a Kentucky jury last year. Today in a federal trial, the jury said it was deadlocked on civil rights charges against Hankison, who fired 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's window and a glass door during the botched raid in 2020 that ended in Taylor's death. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman studying to be a nurse, should be alive today when he announced the federal charges. Rena Roy, ABC News.
In Austin, Texas, Caitlin Armstrong was convicted of murdering professional cyclist Adam Mariah Wilson in 2022. Prosecutors said that Armstrong was jealous over Wilson's relationship with her boyfriend. The 35-year-old Armstrong, who was captured in Costa Rica more than a month after the shooting, faces the prospect of life in prison. This is ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoon.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.